Exodus 38. And he made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood, 5 cubits the length thereof, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof, square, and 3 cubits the height thereof. And he made its horns on the 4 corners thereof. Its horns were of itself, and he overlaid it with copper. And he made all the utensils of the altar, the pots and the shovels, and the bowls, the forks, and the firepans. All its utensils made he of copper. And he made for the altar a grating of network of copper under its ledge from beneath to the very middle of it. And he cast 4 rings for the 4 corners of the grating of copper as receptacles for the staves. And he made the staves of acacia wood and overlaid them with copper. And he put the staves into the rings on the sides of the altar with which to carry it. Hollow with boards did he make it. And he made the laver of copper, and its stand of copper, of the mirrors of the crowds of women who crowded before the entrance of the tent of meeting. And he made the court, on the south side southward. The hangings of the court were of twined byssus, 100 cubits, their pillars 20, and their bases 20, of copper, the hooks of the pillars and their connecting rods of silver. And on the north side, 100 cubits, their pillars 20, and their bases 20, of copper, the hooks of the pillars and their connecting rods of silver. And on the west side, hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, and their bases 10, the hooks of the pillars and their connecting rods of silver. And for the east side, eastward, 50 cubits, the hangings on the one wing of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their bases 3, and on the other wing, on this side as on that side of the gate of the court, hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their bases 3. All the hangings of the court round about were of twined byssus, and the bases of the pillars of copper, the hooks of the pillars and their connecting rods of silver, and the overlaying of their capitals of silver. And all the pillars of the court were fastened together with rods of silver. And the curtain of the gate of the court was of embroidery of blue and purple and scarlet and twined byssus, and the length was 20 cubits, and the height, like the breadth, 5 cubits, just as the hangings of the court, and their pillars 4, and their bases 4, of copper, their hooks of silver, and the overlaying of their capitals and their connecting rods of silver. And all the pegs for the tabernacle and for the court round about were of copper. These are the things numbered of the tabernacle of the testimony, which were counted, according to the commandment of Moses, by the service of the Levites, under the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. And Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that Jehovah had commanded Moses. And with him Aholiab, son of Ahizamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and artificer, and an embroiderer in blue, and in purple, and in scarlet, and in byssus. All the gold that it took for the work in all the work of the sanctuary, the gold of the wave offering, was 29 talents, and 730 shekels according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And the silver of them that were numbered of the assembly was 100 talents, and 1,775 shekels according to the shekel of the sanctuary, a bekah the head, half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary, for every one that passed the numbering from 20 years old and upward, of the 603,550. And there were 100 talents of silver for casting the bases of the sanctuary and the bases of the veil, 100 bases of 100 talents, a talent for a base. And of the 1,775 shekels he made the hooks for the pillars, and overlaid their capitals, and fastened them with rods. And the copper of the wave offering was 70 talents, and 2,400 shekels. And he made with it the bases for the entrance of the tent of meeting, and the copper altar, and the copper grating for it, and all the utensils of the altar, and the bases of the court round about, and the bases of the gate of the court, and all the pegs of the tabernacle, and all the pegs of the court round about.